You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award winning boutique wealth manager. I'm speaking today to Aidan Freswick from Brenthurst Wealth in the Western Cape, Cape Town specifically, of the Republic of South Africa. And today, Aidan, I think it's probably fair to say that we are going to contemplate 2024 in a certain way, and also confront 2025, because you want to approach your personal finances in a new year. And a new year is always quite daunting to me, Aidan. Is it to you and your clients?
Good morning, Lindsay. It's good to be on your show again.
Thank you.
Indeed. I think everybody, firstly, is looking forward to a well-deserved break. I think it's been quite a challenging year in terms of personal finances. There were so many things going on this year. And I think, it's a good time to start thinking about how we're going to approach the new year, particularly with personal finances. And, you know, New Year's resolutions are pretty much a few weeks away. And I think it's important to start reflecting on personal finances and planning for the new year.
Yes, it is. I mean, you talk about so many things going on, and suddenly in December, so many things are going on geopolitically, which need not detain us, because we're not going to go so much macro as micro. And one of the things you want to discuss is your first point, understanding your own situation. Did anything materially change in your life over 2024? That's very, very important, I think, because you might
very
look back. At,
indeed.
Yeah, you might look back at. Sorry to interrupt you, but you might look back at 1 year ago and say, "I was this person, and my finances were in this state then." But today, it may be very, very different.
Indeed. So, you know, just understanding your own situation can help you identify any areas that needs to be changed, or if there are opportunities to do things differently. But generally, in a nutshell, you know, by understanding yourself and understanding your personal financial situation, you know, you can reflect back on things like, you know, material changes in your life. Did you maybe get a new job where you may be having a bit more earnings in the year? Or did you have a child where, you know, your budgets are maybe slightly constrained towards a year ago? You know, material things such as those that I've mentioned could have a big impact on your, I would say, original financial plan that was maybe set up a year ago. Because if you were saving, let's say, 10 or 15,000 Rand a month, all of a sudden now you can only save 5,000 Rand a month because of different circumstances, or you may have additional capital. So those are the things that you need to evaluate in order to, you know, have a good understanding of your situation.
Yes, indeed. So you've got what you've got to do really is evaluate what worked and did not work for you in the last year, which is also one of your points. And you've also got to reflect on the performance over the last year. You've got to say to yourself, well, was my portfolio structured in the right way for me, for my lifestyle?
Indeed. So when we look at performance, I mean, it's very important to think and reflect about, you know, what worked and what didn't work, because, you know, if things do not work, it's good to make changes, but also to understand why things didn't work and also why things work, you know. But sometimes you don't want to be, you know, chopping and changing your investment strategy based on performance only, but it's good to have a reflect, good to reflect on performance to understand how are you going to meet your short, medium and long-term goals. Based on the performance of your portfolio. Because, for example, if you are somebody that's saving towards retirement or maybe a more of a short to medium term goal, then performance is really an important factor, because you need to be able to meet your objectives at the end of the day. So it's important to understand your life stage and where you're at. But performance is not the only and most important thing of an overall financial plan, but it's good to evaluate your performance just to understand if you need to make any changes or not.
Yes, indeed. And there's so many different things that happen. And when you say evaluate, you've got to look at your debt levels, your net worth, your emergency fund status, etc. Because personal finance is a dynamic, and ever-evolving beast, I think, Aidan, if beast is the right word to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you need to actually simplify things. So, you know, a lot of the time I talk to investors and potential clients or even existing clients, and when we talk about personal finances, sometimes it sounds like it's going to be a fairly complex topic of discussion, but sometimes it's not. And sometimes we need to go back to the basics and just understand, you know, what are your own debt levels? Or do you have too much debt that you need to maybe focus on reducing? Or have you maybe depleted some of your emergency savings that you need to then top up? You know, the basic things of just understanding your own household income and budgeting, those are quite important, because you can't meet your short, medium, and long-term goals if you're in a debt trap and you're struggling to make ends meet and you're struggling to maintain lifestyle needs because you're obviously spending a bit more than you're earning. So just your own financial health is what you need to measure, and start from the beginning. Start with the basics and understand, do you have too much debt? If the answer is yes, start, you know, prioritizing getting that reduced. Or if if your emergency savings are not 3 to 6 months of your income, then focus on getting that up. And then you can start with the more complex things and getting into, you know, proper investing. But it's very good to start with the basics. And I think that's quite a good point to take note of.
Yes, indeed. You've got to start with the basics, and you've got to make adjustments to yourself. You can't say, right, last year I was speaking to this nice fellow, Aidan Freswick, and we put this plan in place, but unfortunately, or rather fortunately, things change, and therefore you have to do different things. So you've got to change your goal. You've got to change your short-term goals, your long-term goals, and maybe say, well, I've improved my situation in 2024, therefore in 2025 my financial plan must reflect that.
Indeed. And also, you know, what I would also mention in this case is, when you're setting these goals, I think it's important to be realistic about the goals, because there's no point saying that, you know, you want to build up a portfolio of R1 million, but you can only afford to save R2,000 a month. It's going to take you probably a lifetime to get to that goal. So I think it's important to be realistic with yourself and say, what can you afford to put away? What can you realistically do to either improve your financial status or to of course, maintain that? But again, to your point, you've got to be flexible. You've got to be able to adapt to changing circumstances, because things change all the time. And I think that is the certainty, because obviously investments and markets are always uncertain. But the certain thing is that there will always be change, and you need to be able to adapt to that. But I think what is also a good point is that a lot of investors find that the complexity of personal finances sometimes leads them to be negligent, in the sense that, you know, I'll sort it out next year, I'll deal with it when the time comes. But I think it's important to, you know, perhaps consult with an advisor, because generally advisors are trained and qualified and have the experience to really simplify complex scenarios and make things easy to understand. So it's important to seek professional advice, in my opinion.
So it's good to get a third party. And if that third party is qualified to do what it's supposed to do, in other words, look at your personal finances in a dispassionate fashion, then you have to have an advisor there, if you can afford the advisor, and if your personal circumstances need an advisor. And it's a terribly important point that is made every single time I speak to you or one of your colleagues. You say start early rather than later with your new year finance goals. Now, okay, people are going to say, oh, I'm going to forget about it. I've got the family over and we're doing this and we're doing that, and I'm only going to be back in mid-January. But it's got to be there, hasn't it? It has to be in the back of your mind, and maybe sit down for an hour after you've drunk from the flowing bowl and enjoyed yourself with your family and friends. You say, yes, wait a second, let me look forward to speaking to Aidan Freswick from Brentos Wealth in the new year, because I need to do this. Is that a simplistic way of approaching things, or is it a sensible way?
I think that is both a sensible and simplistic way of saying it. But ultimately, you know, what I see, because obviously we deal with investors all the time, and, you know, a lot of people wake up and smell the coffee mid-year, and then it's too late, and then, you know, everything is, you know, sort of put on hold because life gets busy. You just come back from your holiday, you've got to get back into work. But as you point out, you know, just spend an hour on the really the basic things, and then where help is needed, just seek the help.
Yeah, exactly. You also talk about get-rich-quick schemes. Now, that has come to the fore in the last few months because of the rise of crypto, for example. And I've got nothing against cryptocurrencies at all. It's just that I myself don't quite understand them and why cryptocurrencies have done so well. But not focusing on crypto as a get-rich-quick scheme, but it is a terrible temptation to have a look at something and say, I need to be in that. And again, the financial advisor comes in very useful there.
Indeed. Unfortunately, that, you know, South Africans are quite economically vulnerable in the sense that, you know, there's a very, very big gap between the rich and the poor. And, you know, the vulnerable ones are, you know, pretty much somebody that's trying to make a living for themselves or trying to make additional funds. But then you see all these marketing schemes and drives where, you know, there's a promise of, you know, fixed returns or guaranteed returns, so to say, which are, you know, pretty much abnormal. But if you're not well astute and educated about what is a realistic return on your investment, then you won't know any better. So unfortunately, a lot of people fall for schemes where they promise, you know, 100% return or 150% return in a very short space of time. Now, you and I know that it's almost virtually impossible to do that, especially in a short space of time, but not the average consumer out there. So my real best advice over the festive season, as well as going into the new year, is, you know, avoid the get-rich-quick schemes. They are pretty much, they're more likely than not, definitely, you know, it's impossible to generate the type of returns that these people are promising, and most likely a scam rather than not.
Quite right, too. You've got to appoint an advisor, Aidan. And some people will say, oh, it's so boring. He's so sensible. He makes so much sense. But on the other hand, I need a little bit of action. I think what people need is, rather than a little bit of action, is to sit down and say, no, I need less action in my portfolio. I need something conservative that grows over time. And that is the point that I get from the points that you've made, Aidan.
Indeed. So advisors are able to construct very, you know, detailed proposals and investment plans where, you know, sometimes, and to your point now, sometimes they need something different. That maybe action isn't the right word, but I think diversification is the word, because sometimes, you know, an investor's used to very traditional way of doing things, and maybe an old school advisor was, you know, talking to them 50 years ago and you know, no changes have been made for a long time. And there's obviously new things that evolve over time, and sometimes I just need exposure to different things, but obviously suitable for that investor. And that's where an advisor can come in to make those suitable recommendations.
Aidan, thanks very much for your time and for your time throughout the year. And we were chatting off air just before we conducted this podcast, and you were saying that we've been speaking for how long? How long have we been speaking?
For about 5 years now.
No, it can't be.
Quite fascinating.
Sure. Now, you deserve a good break, because I know you've done some exams and got another one next year. But thanks so much for your advice, and have a really good break. And we'll speak again in the new year. That's Aidan Freswick from Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.